The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Times of adversity have a way of getting our attention. Think about it. When was the last time you were drawn closer to God as a result of easy times? It does not happen very often. That is because it is in life's dark times that we are most open to what God is teaching us and are therefore drawn closer to Him. Over the years, we have all experienced adversity and have been with people as they have struggled with adversity. What we have come to realize is that what we really battle with in times of adversity is the desire to control our own circumstances. We want to figure things out and fix it our own way. The good news about adversity is that it is not pointless. God promised to bring good out of it if we trust Him. So don't be surprised when adversity comes. Jesus has already told us it will come. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27, we read the story of Jesus and his disciples on a boat when a storm erupted on the water. The disciples were not prepared to handle it and began to panic. Jesus was sleeping. They roused him and begged him to do something about it. He calmed the storm, but before doing so, he asked, "Why are you so afraid?" He gently rebuked their lack of faith. Not because they didn't believe he could save them from the storm, but because they found it difficult to believe he would see them through it. We now find ourselves in the center of a storm as we face this global pandemic. Fear is gripping the hearts of millions of people across our land and across the entire world. However, let us draw closer to God, who has the power over every storm. When we keep our eyes on Him, He will allow His peace to rule in our hearts and His wisdom to guide us in the situation. He is ever present, drawing you ever closer to Himself. Please join us next week.